have a question on the issue of free prior informed consent. We were told some minutes ago that you're drafting a new draft law on free prior and informed consent. But I have a doubt. Does this mean that the entire previous 9-year process has ended up having no effect? So how does the legislative process with that 9-year process, how does that legislative process look with that 9-year process versus what's underway now? Is there a connection to a response to the list of questions from the state party in paragraph 156 of the responses? There is a mention to a commission with a group liaison or liaison group with the Afro-Honduran group and indigenous persons within the National Congress. This group created a plan, a strategic plan and agenda 2022-2025. The idea was to eliminate obstacles in the implementation of free, prior, and informed consent and to bring it into in step with international standards. So my question is whether there is a link between this new draft law on the one hand and this strategic plan and agenda of the liaison commission in Congress. And this liaison plan and agenda, has it also been subjected to a process of consultation with the Afro-Honduran and indigenous communities? Now, the militarization of the penitentiary system, I would ask the following. Might you tell us more on the building of the penitentiary center on Swan Island, La Isla del Cisne? As we understand it, this has been called into question and criticized, including by the National Commission for Human Rights. They urged the state to abstain from putting a center for the deprivation of liberty on that island. Perhaps you can provide more information on that. And in particular, might you let us know more about the degree to which this, the construction of this penitentiary might have an impact on the environment. Have you undertaken environmental impact studies there? Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Quesada. The next speaker is Mr. Carazo. Please.